So, I used to live in Brooklyn. That's what the first page of Unschooled Pages of Our Lives. No, wait, that's the podcast. Unschooled Discoveries. Unschooled Discoveries. The first pages. First spread is the house that I lived in Brooklyn. I'm working on that page right now. I'm editing it for the coloring activity book. And as I'm going through it, I'm just thinking about how I was used to bring my husband up out of that situation, right? So I think to myself, like, how did I end up living behind bars? Because there was bars in front of the house, in front of the windows. You know, anytime you wanted to look outside, you were looking through literal bars, and it was depressing, right? I was asking myself, you know, how did you end up living behind bars? And I just got the download that I was used to bring my now husband up out of that situation because he owned the building. And while that was great for him to own the building and important for him to own the building because that's how you truly live. With a sense of freedom, the expression of his freedom just wasn't quite free or freeing. It was more prisoning than what ownership, especially ownership of property, ownership of a building, ownership of your home, is supposed to be. Now, yes, there's a lot of responsibilities associated with being now. But this, the expression of this ownership was well beyond what ownership is supposed to be, what freedom to choose the life you want is supposed to be. As a matter of fact, in this place, it took all that away. This place took away that expression. And it was equal to living in an open-air prison. Now, I don't know what you all might know about that and the expression of that in this matrix, but when you are in a situation where you have, and those around you have not, and those around you seek to destroy, seek to fight. You are enriched. You are not where you're supposed to be. You are fighting the contrast of your situation on a daily basis. And that is not relaxing. It's highly stressful. Highly stressful. And it can lead you to be very depressed. So knowing that you have something, there's a certain amount of pride. But also knowing that you can't do much with it or that you can't manipulate it. That creates a great deal of stress. A great deal of stress. And I think the stress is greater than the pride or the joy of having ownership. And there comes a point in time where you have to let things go. And that's getting to that point again is really hard. It's really hard. I take it to granted because I'll make it happy. But I take it to granted how hard the choices of living is for others, what it means you have to give up what you have. what you have. And I know it sounds scary.
You know, so hard. That's crazy talk. But that's where it starts. It starts with looking at what's in your life. And realizing that you're one more. Realizing that this could be so much better. Realizing that this isn't the end all be. Even if you say to yourself, I'm grateful for the accomplishment I've achieved. It doesn't take away the fact that you can still do it, that you can still expand things like that. If the expression of what you have is ill. You don't have to deal with it. I said this is the best thing since I was a little kid. And it has to do with reason, season, and time. And when I struggle with ideas, when I struggle with letting go, my brain always reminds me of this concept of there's a reason, season, and time. One of the things I've struggled with is letting go of my business. You know, my husband, it's like office house. The thing that gave him independence, the thing that gave him ownership. The thing that brought him pride and a sense of accomplishment. And sometimes I feel guilty about it because the reason is me. But I don't really have to feel guilty because I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't lead him down a path which he didn't want to go down. It was hard to accept it, it was hard to choose it. He had to weigh the pros and cons of it. But he knew what was better for him. I was just the catalyst. At the same time, he's not the only one who gave something up. I too had to give something up. I had to give up my business. Because my business was in Brooklyn. It was in this place, this concrete jungle. Where dreams are supposedly made. My dreams came well before. The concrete jungle, yes, born and raised. In New York. But I don't think my dreams had anything to do with New York. I think they had to do with the purpose why I came here. Or this time, I should say. It's not my first rodeo. Anyways, I say all that to say that as I work on this spread and get it ready for its next iteration of life and creativity and giving joy and excitement to adults who want more for their children and children who are experiencing this with their parents. This page, it has so much meaning behind it, and I have not expressed those words in the book because it's heavy, because it didn't go with the story, and because it deserves its own look, its own time. I think that's why I worked in spreads instead of spot illustrations, because each of these pieces is a piece, is a story. And this story here, the Brooklyn scene, our house, our home, the building in which my partner owned, which we maintained. We got up every day and we did something for this home. Until it got to the point where we couldn't even afford to upkeep it anymore. And we were charging rent and we were
working 20 hours a day, and we had a full tenancy. Full tenancy. It wasn't like we were unsuccessful. It just wasn't the right expression of the ownership of the blessing. Call it a learning ground, if you will. Came into our lives for a reason. To learn. To get contrast. To know what we wanted, what we had to do to take care of it. It came into our lives because it was what was available at the time. Right? Sometimes our minds are so strongly fixed on what we want that we ask and we get it and we realize, oh shit, I didn't complete the thought. I didn't express the correct parameters. And the universe is so wonderful that it still gives us what we want, even if what we want is incomplete. And I think that's a beautiful thing, that the universe still answers us. That our higher selves still put things in motion for us to get what we need. Because it's only in getting it that we learn, oh, okay, well, I gotta set certain parameters. Oh, okay, well, I've got to make certain stipulations. Oh, okay, well, I need to make sure I'm clear about X, Y, and Z, right? We need to be clear that we want ownership. We don't want ownership of a prison. We want ownership of our freedom. It's just owning a building, right? That doesn't give you freedom by default. Having a great apartment doesn't give you a certain type of life by default. Having a certain house doesn't give you peace by default, right? You have to have certain parameters surrounding the expression of that idea to ensure that that idea is complete. Okay, well, we'd like to own our home. We'd like it to have land and space around us. Why? Because in this particular house, we experience the contrast of living right up under our neighbors. Neighbors were not next door. They were the next door over. They were above our heads. They were knocking on our doors. They were sitting on our stoop. They were between the brick walls. They were between a tiny little alley that could barely fit a car through it. And we felt that. We felt that every day. And I'm always careful with this spread. And this is why I've not gone into the story in the books, why I've not written it down. Because people still live that existence. People still live in this place, in this building. And I know that they are doing the best that they can. And I don't want to knock that in any way, shape, or form. What I would like to do is express the fact that there is better. And there's better available for everyone. Right? Like, but we have to express that. We can't just simply say, I want. Okay, well, can you be more specific about this want that you have? What is it that you want? Well, that's for you to decide. That's for you to speak up about. And that's what I wanted to share in this book. That's what I wanted to share by presenting this contrast of where we came from. Not to dwell on it, right? I don't really want to go into the backstory because we've moved on from it. But to give an example of choosing, to give an example of knowing that the life that you want is completely possible. You simply need to choose it. It's in looking at our situation through these black and white lines, that we were able to see the true contrast, that we were able to see, like, dang, there was trash everywhere. You know, people living in New York might say, oh, it's not that bad. It's not that serious. It's great. We have all these other great things. But you know what? In order to get to those things, you are literally walking through the trash. If you are okay with walking through trash, by all means, like, if you are happy and you know it, clap your hands, stay where you are. But if you're not, if you're struggling, if you are trying to rectify the contrast between what you have, the expression of it, and what you want, and you're feeling guilty about wanting more, I'm here to let you know, nah, stop that. You don't need to feel guilty. What you need to do is be honest. Be honest about what it is that you want. Be honest about what it is that's going to bring you happiness in this life. Be honest about why you are here. Don't sit there and try to be like, ah, I got to deal with this situation. I got to struggle. You don't. It always confused me why people chose to struggle, why they've celebrated their struggle in such a way where they've worked themselves into this idea that they are their struggle, and that without their struggle, they're somehow less. That's not true. Your struggle doesn't define you. Your past doesn't define you. You define you in every moment, in every second, with every choice that you make. You are ever changing. You are ever growing, ever expanding. Okay? You have never made a mistake. Everything you've done for a reason. Now, it's just for you to take some time and say, am I ready for a change? Am I ready to do differently for the benefit of my children, for the benefit of my sanity, for the benefit of my mind, my body, and my soul? You got to choose you. You got to choose what's best for you and only you, because no one is going to make your dreams come true. No one's going to do that. No one is going to stop you from living behind bars. You put yourself there because you have this belief that you have to struggle. That's a belief that was implanted in people's minds so that those in power, those who are implanting it, could get you to move and act and give to them as they saw fit, so that you would sacrifice your choices for theirs. The real way, the true way, is to give value for value. And your value you have yet to experience it, because you've just been giving it away. There is a way. And I know people want a step-by-step means. Well, start by this. This is something that my family would say I'm pretty famous for within our bloodline. I tell the younger ones, Google it. Whatever it is you want, whatever it is you have a question about, Google it. There's no excuse for you to have a question in your mind and allow that question to linger. Google it.
I got a question about growing my own food. How do I do that? Google it. I had a question about making choices for myself. I don't know how to start or where to start. Google it. There's nothing under the sun that you can think of that hasn't been thought of by someone else. By someone else who's been there, done that. By someone else who's trying to figure it out. By someone else who is right where you are, just asking the question. Just asking the question. And then, of course, there's your imagination. We all have it. Why aren't you using yours? Imagination is a way that you can simply make stuff up to get what you need. And say, you know what? I want to live in XYZ. What do I got to do to get it? Google it. I want to earn a living by my own means. What do I got to do to set that up? Google it. I don't know if you noticed, but most of the internet is people doing what they got to do to make a living for themselves. Doing what they got to do to either barter with each other through partnership and collaboration, or people adding value to other people's lives through edification, education, or people adding to other lives through products and services. The internet is the one place you can go where you're going to find all the answers, all the means, all the possibilities available to you to build the life that you want. Never in human history has there been such a repository available to the masses. We all have access to it. Rich, poor, whether you have a home or not, whether you have a cell phone or not, whether you have liquid cash or not, everyone has the means to get access to the internet. Computers are in libraries, they're in schools. Our friends have them if we don't have them ourselves. What I'm trying to say is there's no excuse. There's just your choice. What do you choose to do right now? What's that? What do you choose to do? What do you want to focus on? What is it that you want to achieve? I said I wanted to learn strategy. I wanted to learn how to think in a way to get steps ahead. And one thing led to another. And I held that thought and that desire, and another thing led to another. And I found myself in strategic leadership school. A whole school dedicated to strategic leadership. What? I could believe it. I believed it. And I leaned into it. And I have been enjoying every step of the way. And in doing so, I am changing my situation. And in doing so, I'm getting closer and closer and closer to the true expression of my desires. To the truest way in which I want to experience them. I'm an ideator. I think ahead. I see things before they come into existence. As a matter of fact, as I introduce myself, that is my superpower. I work with CEOs to bring their ideas into to make their ideas tangible innovations. I'll say that again. My superpower is working with CEOs
to make their ideas tangible innovations.
Idea is just a thought. When they think those things and they think those things strong enough, I'm brought into their life. And when I'm brought into their life, I help them find point A. And then I help them find point B. And together we attach them until they have what they want.
Now, I've, up to this point, never really lived in that truth. I've struggled with accepting my superpowers. And, I mean, is my story unique? No. It's the hero's journey. Ah, even saying that, right? The hero's journey is the work that we do to step into our truth. The work that we do to find the elixir that's going to make our lives better so that we can be the hero of our own story. That's what the hero's journey is about. We watch the hero's journey every single day and we enjoy the hero's journey every single day. We watch it in mini format. We watch it in epic format. We're all compelled by it. Some of us answer the call. Some of us are afraid of it. But the hero's journey is essentially living your ordinary life, knowing that something is off. Or not even knowing. Just kind of feeling like you're in the mundane. It's feeling like you're on autopilot. This is the ordinary life. Nothing spectacular. You're just doing what you're doing. Until, boop, fate comes along and says, hey, is this what you really want? We call that the call. The call to adventure. The call to change your situation. And every hero, every single hero at first, rejects the call. It's a whole plot point. it's a whole beat. The part where the hero, the protagonist, refuses the call and says, nah, I'm good. Until something causes the soon-to-be hero to become really uncomfortable in their situation, for them to really see the light. You know, it's like they bump into this light switch. And they get this call to action. Like, your room is a hot mess. And you're like, nah, I'm good. I don't want to do nothing about it. But the light won't turn off. The sun won't go out. They can't unsee what they've seen. They can't unknow what they've known. They can't unhear the call. And so as the hero is being driven through fate, through actions of the universe, they are driven to a guide. Someone or something that shows them, hey, you can do this. I did it. This is how you get it done. Okay? The universe always sends us help. It's so amazing. You know, we think we're alone. We're never alone. We always get some sort of help. And I've gotten that help. You know, I said, hey, I want to become a strategist. I want to really think about the things that I'm doing and know how to overcome and get the formula that I've been missing. Because I know I've been doing something. And I just kind of been missing that formula. And I saw it. And I found mentorship because I kept asking for it. And I got it. And you can too. So once you found that help, that mentorship, you know, sometimes it'll be brought to you. Sometimes you have to go out seeking it. But it's going to require you to answer that call, to accept it in some way, shape, or form, to really be able to put that knowledge to use. So you might say, my situation is fine, but it's not really what I want. I don't feel like I'm really living my true self. I'm not honoring my mind, body, and spirit. So you go to the computer and you search. And in so searching, you're going to find a little thing here. And it's not going to quite be what you want. So you search again. And you try different tools. You use an AI tool. You use a search engine. You use a forum. You can use social media. I love going to social media because it's listening to real people living real life and doing their best to be a light figures to other people in a similar situation for what they've overcome, right? Before, in human history, it was the people who were on your block, people who were in your job, maybe people who were in your school, people who were in your family. And if none of those people were doing what you were doing, experiencing what you're experiencing, or trying to go where you were trying to go, or had achieved what you had achieved, you wouldn't have found it. And that was my situation. There was no one around me who represented that which is my truest expression of myself. No one around me is like me. But I'm not so unique that I am alone. I just had to find my tribe. So in putting it out into the world and holding that thought, one thing led to another thing. I refined my search. I refined my asks. And eventually I got what I needed. And the beauty of this asking, and the beauty of this thinking, and the beauty of this opportunity to refine thought, we are iterating. Right? So I'm a designer. I'm a designer and I'm a business person. I'm formally trained both in old theoretical business and old design. And old business and old design says you start with a plan. A meticulously drawn out plan. You can start with a napkin sketch, a napkin note. Whether it's business or design, you have a napkin note. And then you start to work on that and work on that and work on that. And you sort of keep it secret, right? For the business plan, you don't tell anybody. Only a few select people. And those few select people, you actually put their profile into your business plan. Because it's so secret, you have to sign your DAs and all this. You work on this on this silo. You never know if this idea of yours is going to work. If it's going to resonate with you. You just kind of hope. You just hope it. Okay, you're not doing the work. You just write. And then with design, you do the same. You set this plan. Start with your little napkin sketches. And you sketch some more, you sketch some more, you sketch more. You keep working at it. You keep working at it. Banging your head against the wall. Not knowing if it is getting out what you want to say. What you want to express. And then you finally get to a point where you're happy with it. You feel like you've finished it. That's when you're up to it. That's when you test drive it. This is an excellent form of training of business and design. But that way of learning. There's now someone called Lean. And I think that can be a tribute to it, because it doubles up on drama, right? It's called the same is true with thought generation and life generation and just alignment in your life. Get that initial thought. And then you run with it. Get that in there. measure, search, going.
Okay.
And you find it. You can start on one thing.
And you're like, wait, wait, find it.
Our experience is a physical manifestation of how our thoughts.
To get what we want, to live the life.
You want to learn how to make dinner, so you type in how to make dinner. You're gonna get a lot, right?
How do you refine it? You gotta make some choices for you.
So you tap into your body. You tap into your mind. What is it that I want? Some of us eat based on
our physical well-being.
Some of us eat based on pure desire.
Some of us eat based on pure hunger.
But you can tell me, what do I need?
And you said, I'm feeling like it's pasta.
Okay.
So you then find yourself, and you say, how do I cook the pasta dinner?
And you're the answer.
The universe is going to answer you.
You're the internet.
I want to know how to make a pasta dinner.
So you typed it in, and you get an answer.
You didn't create all those answers.
You didn't create all those experimentations.
You made collective consciousness.
The co-creation of humanity did that.
We are all here to help each other.
We are all here co-creating with one another.
And then you say, why don't we just run the pasta dinner? We need a little more about pasta, all this food, and there's
elbow in there, papa dough in there, spaghetti in there, lasagna in there, ravioli, and shells of all shapes and sizes.
And so you see something catches your eye, and you try it.
You might go on an experimentation rampage. Maybe you're going to try all of these. Just go down the list.
Easy way.
What comes first?
What's more popular?
A to Z.
We have choices here.
You can explore those choices. Eventually, in exploring those choices and narrowing down to get what you want, when you finally know what you want, you're going to get some sort of light figure in your life. You're going to get some sort of chef or critic or a blog or a book that's going to come to your life and it's going to show you exactly what you have been refining your thought and your search to reflect. And you say, I'm really into this Papa Joe thing. And you're going to find all these Papa Joe recipes. You'll find all these light figures teaching you how to make the best Papa Joe dishes. Until you get to the point where you're going to want to make it from scratch. Not just go to the store and buy it, because that's a whole other thing, right? What brand of Papa Joe do you get? What brand of pasta? And now what style, what main ingredient? You don't have to suffer with wheat pasta if you're gluten intolerant, right? You can have rice pasta, corn pasta, chickpea pasta, lentil pasta, plantain pasta. There's so many choices. And then you have veggie pasta on top of that. There's so many choices out into the world. Because human ingenuity has created it. Human co-creation has made it possible. Humans saw that other humans were suffering and said, you know what? There's a better way. How do we make it? And you're going to come into contact with those light figures, those light brands, those light ideas, right? Those concepts that have already been worked out. And your journey is going to be so much easier because you put thought into the world that you wanted to have dinner, you wanted to make dinner, and that you wanted to make a pasta dinner. And it caused people in other places in the world to expand their energy using their gifts and their talents to bring that which you needed into your reality, into the matrix. And when they put in that energy, They made the thing that they are good at making, and that thing made its way to you. Through the truck driver who's really good at driving that truck. Through that grocery store stock person who's really good at building those billboards that we see in the grocery store aisles. And the designer who created the packaging that really cut through the noise and made its way into your consciousness through your eyeballs. And then you did the next thing. You picked it up. You picked it up and you bought it and you committed to it. You said, I am committed to having the best Papa Do dinner experience. I am committed to sharing it with love with my family. And you accomplished it. And that little thing isn't what your power to think and choose is all about. It's not limited to just what I want to eat, right? All the energies and all the world and all the universe and all the stardust that we have here on Earth, both animate and inanimate, or so we think inanimate, both conscious and unconscious, all of it can be realigned to meet the goals that you are trying to achieve. All of it. Not just for you to create dinner, but for you to have the lifestyle that you want to live, the home that you want to live, the money that you need to live. You have to simply do and take the first steps. That is to choose and then to act. The action is refining that choice. The action is not giving up when it's not quite right. That's the action. The action is saying to universe, let's head back to the drawing board on this one. Yeah. I want freedom. I want to live a good life where I'm able to go outside my house and enjoy the peace of nature. I want to live a life where I can look out my windows and not see a brick wall. I want to live a life where I look out my windows, let's refine it, because we don't want to call that brick wall into existence. I want to live a life where I can look out my window and see nature. I want to see the sun and I want to watch the sun dance through the sky all day long. And I don't just want that to be the view outside my window when I'm away. I want that to be my existence. All day, every day, I watch the sun dance. I watch it rise, creating the most spectacular rainbows. And I watch it set, recreating the most spectacular glows. Every day. And every day it's different. And every day the sun is in a different spot. And every day I'm entertained by what that giant ball of creation does in the sky. That's my existence. That's what I asked for. And I asked for that because I knew I didn't want to look at a brick wall. But I couldn't just say, I don't want to look at a brick wall. I had to fill it. Well, what fills my window? And that's what this book is about. And that's why I showed the beginning in this spread. So I showed it. So you can know that the way to change your situation, the way for you to have what you want, is to start by searching, start by thinking, start by making a choice. say to yourself, I choose not this. Okay, well, the universe ain't gonna think the rest for you. Start choosing. Don't build a business plan and wait and see if it's gonna work for you. Don't start designing and hide it from the world until you think it's perfect. No, put it out there. Try. You're not making mistakes. What you're doing is you're overcoming the battles that you need to overcome, the hurdles, the simple refinement. It's not even that serious. It's not war. It's just you sitting on the internet, typing in what you think you want, and learning about all the ways and choices that you can make to refine that idea. Right? Thanks to Starbucks, we don't just drink black coffee. We don't drink instant coffee only, because, you know, some people still like instant coffee. But thanks to Starbucks, we don't just drink instant coffee. We get to experience coffee in so many different ways, in all the ways we didn't know before that coffee could express itself. As espresso. Right? I love the term espresso. Because espresso is coffee's way of expressing itself. French press, drip, coffee in a bag. There's so many ways for coffee to express itself in this life. And through the power of coffee shops, cafes, and for Americans specifically, who have not been able to travel and see what Europe has done with this South American product, who have not gone to South America and seen how the original peoples, my ancestors, used it, Starbucks was able to bring it to us. And, you know, they're not paying me, so I'm not trying to encourage you to get up and go there and spend money. I'm just saying. It's because of such a brand, we as Americans have been able to truly experience what coffee has to offer in so many different formats. What hot drinks has to offer in so many different formats, right? What flavors of life have to offer in so many different formats. Just because each time we walk into a cafe or a grocery store or our kitchen, we ask, we say the words, I want, and we receive. And we are able to say, not really. Let's try that again. Let's reset. Or we're able to say, oh, well, wow, that was a pleasant surprise. And best of all, yeah, that's my thing. And that's when we get to the elixir. That's when we get to finding what it is we want, what it is we were meant to find. That's when the hero makes it to where they're supposed to be, when they've overcome that last battle, that last boss, that last glimmer of darkness in their life. They overcome it and they say, I got the answer, got the formula. And they're able to go back home with that formula. Now, forewarning, when you do achieve that, just know the people around you may not be the people that are for you any longer. They were there for a reason, a season, or a time. And so in choosing you, you've got to know, okay, this is not a genie situation where, oops, I didn't tell you, I'm telling you. You've got to know that in choosing you, you will begin to stop putting others ahead of you. in choosing you, the you that is expressed around you in form of company and family and friends will change because you have changed. Okay, you're gonna learn to make that pourdough dinner and it's gonna be the best thing you've ever experienced, and you're gonna wanna share it with your friends and family, and they're gonna look at you like you're crazy and tell you what's wrong with Chick-fil-A. What's wrong with microwaved Olive Garden? They gonna think you out your mind, but that's okay, because guess what? That's the point in time where your next challenge starts. Your next challenge is accepting and appreciating the fact that the people who were in your life have come to the end of their season. Appreciating the fact that they even had a season in your life. And being ready. Being ready. So I'm giving you a cheat sheet here, right? You can go out there and you can start doing your thing and you can be like, oops, I didn't know. I'm telling you now. I'm giving you the cheat sheet. This is not my cheat sheet. It's not original. I didn't make it up. You can look it up for yourself. It's called The Hero's Journey or The Writer's Journey. It's called Save the Cat. It's called Hollywood. I didn't make this up. But it is the way things are. Those people will shift in your life. And when you accept that, when you express gratitude for that, and you're able to let go, you will avoid the pain. Some people won't listen to that. They'll still experience the pain, but that's okay. Because when they experience the pain, they'll be drawn through the power of thought and the power of action and searching to these words. Whether through this podcast or through a book or through a video, through someone else or some other experience in life, they'll be brought to that. And say, oh, I remember hearing that one time. Reason, season, and time. And they'll be reminded of it. Because that's when it's relevant. We can't know things or experience things or work with things when they're not relevant to us. Okay? I can give you all the cheat sheets. If you ain't ready for it, you ain't gonna use it. Right? It's like when you were in school and you put together notes for a test and the test was about something else. Just because you got notes don't mean that you need them. Don't mean that it can help you right now. It's the wrong information. The wrong time. But when the right time comes along, you'll be reminded of it. Oh, wait. Reason, season, and time. Okay. Well, I don't want to eat Chick-fil-A anymore. I don't want to sit in a line for 45 minutes when I can make myself beautiful, amazing dinner in 15 minutes. Right? I can give my family health in 15 minutes. You've made a choice. And when you choose you, it's gonna be different for everyone around you. But don't worry, because you won't be alone. When someone else went through that experience, there's a bird, a blue jay, that dances on my window every day. Someone else is going to have that experience. Someone else is going to be looking for connection and community just like you. You can find them through a class. You can find them through starting your own blog, through your social media, sharing your experiences of what you learned. Of what you've been doing, and you'll meet other people who are doing the same thing or who are doing something similar and want to find connection and community and co-creation and collaboration and partnership. Don't be afraid. Let them in. let them in. And going back to that business school and design school reference, people will be worried, oh, someone's going to steal my idea. No, no one's going to steal your idea. No one can do what you're thinking because they are so busy doing what they are thinking. No one wants your idea. That is the biggest excuse I hear people talk to me about when they come to me, right? People who aren't quite CEOs yet, but have an idea and want to bring it into the world. The thing that stops them from becoming CEOs, that stops them from being that executor or executive, that executor, is them worried, someone's going to steal my idea. And so they don't express it. They don't explore it. They don't seek to find their own voice within that idea. And that's pretty sad. But I think that time is coming to an end. I think we're getting to the point of human history, of human experience, where so many people are moving forward with their ideas that it's going to cause, in the tech world, we call them laggards. It sounds kind of harsh, but they're the late adopters. It's going to cause them to eventually adopt this way of thinking, get on board, and start executing. So don't work on a business plan and finish it and not have put it out into the world. No. Jot down an idea, refine the idea, search the idea, share the idea, talk about the idea, put it out there, get feedback, meet mentors. Iterate on that idea, iterate on that design, iterate on your plan, iterate on your skills. And you will find that in doing this work, this iteration, this thinking, this refinement, that you are building that which you want. And once you do that work and you think you've finished, you can look at it and say, yes, I'm satisfied, or this is kind of rinky dink. I got all these skills. Let me start over and build it the way I see it now from the beginning. And it's going to come to you so much more faster because you went through the process of learning. You went through that hero's journey. And now you are the hero of your story. And you can write the abridged version as I am. All right, so I'm finished with this spread. I told you the story behind it. Let me know your thoughts, concerns, and comments. You can leave a voice message on the podcast. Leave a comment, of course. Join the Patreon if you'd like to see releases of the art and what we're working on. Or join the Substack if you want to learn more about unschooling and techno homesteading. Peace out, Cub Scouts.